You are listening to the Horse Radio Network, part of the Equine Network family.
What a beautiful day for horses in the morning.
You are listening to the number one horse podcast in the world. Here is your entertaining look at the horse world and the people in it.
Well, good Friday morning, everybody. I am Glenn the Geek in Ocala, Florida.
And I'm Jamie Jennings, and I'm in Norman, Oklahoma. You're listening to Horses in the Morning on the Horse Radio Network for Friday, March 22nd, episode 3392, brought to you today by Kentucky Performance Products. Good morning, Horse World.
It's Friday, and another weekend of riding is a few short hours away. Jamie and Glenn are here to help you make it through the day with some fun guests and some really bad ads. Enjoy the show.
Good morning, everybody. Thank you so much for joining us. We appreciate it. Melissa Pierce is going to join us today to explain equine gestalt coaching and the concept of energies. And I watched her videos, and it kind of reminds me a little bit about what Monty does and you do with Join Up. So we're going to chat with her today. We got some really bad ads, and we have Karen Isberg joining us from Kentucky Performance Products, but it's not about supplements. It's about something else that apparently she started, and I was quite surprised when I found out yesterday.
I'm so excited.
Well, I was so surprised. I knew nothing about this. There's a lot of people that kept secrets on this one, I think. And then the Auditor Post Show, we're not going to have one today because Jamie has to pick up her daddy at the airport.
He's coming in. He's coming to visit Lucas.
He doesn't come to see you, does he?
No. He'll be like, do you have to go anywhere today? I don't know why. I'm happy to just stay here with Lucas. Or can I have your car today? Where are we going? We're not going anywhere. I'm going to take Lucas somewhere. Okay.
Has he cut you entirely out of the will? You're not even in the will anymore. Just because all goes to Lucas.
The first time he held Lucas 10 years ago, he picked him up and was cradling him, and he goes, I don't care what y'all say. He gets it all. I was like, cool.
Well, you won't have to worry about paying for college then.
Nope, we're good. He gets it all. I'll never forget that haunting.
Well, he loves your kid. Your brothers don't have kids, right?
No, I have two brothers, and I have a twin brother and a brother who's a year and a half older than me, and neither one of them have ever married or have children.
So this is the only grandkid from his side?
And I told my father, I was like, listen, I am not getting you a birthday present ever again because Lucas was born on my dad's birthday.
Oh, wow.
Like, come on. And I was like, it's it. Done. You're welcome.
You couldn't have planned that any better.
Got it forever.
Well, you know what? Something not so happy is happening in England, but it's something we've talked about, you and I have talked about for the last 14 years here on this show, and that is they're losing some major events, like eventing events. The Festival of British Eventing at Gatcombe has been going on forever, and it was announced that they're not doing this year's, and it may never run again because of the land being used for other stuff. And then yesterday, they announced that Blair Castle Horse Trials, we've talked about Blair Castle, it's in Scotland, will not run again after this year. So 2024 is going to be his final time. They said they're going to start using the land for regenerative agriculture.
It sounded to me like they were organic farming.
Yeah.
And
well,
you have to be so careful with that stuff.
And with all of these big houses over there, the castles and all that, they need to find ways to pay the bills. They're all having trouble finding ways to pay the bills. So that's what's happening. It's, you know, we talked about this for years, how eventing more than the other sports has this problem where it needs more land. And, you know, in the future is going to be an issue. And we're seeing it already. We're seeing a couple of the events here in the United States have gone away because the land's getting bought up by housing or, you know, whatever. Yeah, it's sad. But it isn't a problem that eventing has that show jumping doesn't have.
Well, yeah, we know. But they're lame, so.
We love show jumpers.
Mm-hmm. Glenn, I have a t-shirt that says, my old coach gave it to me, says, eventers, because even show jumpers need heroes.
Happy birthday, happy birthday, happy birthday.
have some auditor birthdays this weekend. Elliot Conrad, Jen Dunn, Christina Gerald, Rad Watkins, Jessica Troop. By the way, you know how on Facebook you can raise money on your birthday for a charity? She's yes. doing Horse and Hound.
Oh, yay. Well, she has one, so it's close to her heart. That's awesome.
And Laura Blankenship, happy birthday to all of you. And we have a brand new auditor came in the last couple of days, Catherine O'Neill. Welcome to the group. We're so glad that you're here. And she already joined the auditor page, so she's in there already.
Hey. Well, you know, I think this is pretty cool. I've never been to this place in Kentucky, but in 5 weeks, we will descend upon Kentucky, and I'll see if I can make a visit to Old Friends, because the Kentucky Derby...
You've never been to Old Friends?
I have never been to Old Friends.
Really?
It's crazy. Yes.
We've talked to them a dozen times.
I know.
Even I've been to Old Friends.
I know. This year at Land Rover, or Rolex Defender, whatever, Kentucky, it's in, you know, like
that
4 or 5 weeks. That big event. This is really cool. So... I can't say it on the air because it's a surprise, but I booked a farm tour and I'm going with like three girlfriends. Although I did talk to a bunch of auditors. I think we're going to do a big dinner Friday night. Okay. I think there's like going to be like 20 people. It's going to be awesome. Anyway, so the Daily Winnie was Old Friends. I'll have another. The Kentucky Derby winner is going there.
Oh, wow.
Now, yeah, I said that. That was pretty cool. And then there's...
How much time did we spend talking about I'll Have Another? A lot of time.
A lot. He's the fourth Kentucky Derby and Preakness winner to be retired to the farm. They have Silver Charm, War Emblem, and Charismatic. So that's really cool. I thought that... I don't know why he's retiring from stud.
A special tour. I can get that for you because remember, I know the new manager very well.
I'm sure you do. I mean, it's not what you know, it's who you know. Heck yeah, we'll go. But I did book another farm tour that's going to be really near and dear to a couple of my girlfriend's hearts. So I will let you guys know. I can't talk about it now because one of them listens.
All right. Well, you let me know and I'll talk to John and we'll get you a private tour.
Awesome.
All right. So I found this on Horse Nation before we get to our first guest. It was, and I'm not trying to be, what's the word? Condescending to a certain co-host of mine.
Uh-oh.
But it was the seven problems only short riders will understand.
What?
So,
well, let's see if you are I not understand
tall.
Them.
Let's just say you are not tall. What are you, 5'2¾"? I think I've been told about 150 times.
After the week that I had, though, on my pony, making my way through the woods, watching these tall people on these tall horses struggle, I feel like I'm winning.
Well, we'll find out what problems you have. And okay. So these are problems only short riders will understand. People see you from a distance and confuse you for a child. But I think that's true of anybody wearing a helmet.
No. That is you listen, you don't get to comment because you're over 6 feet tall. Here's the thing. When you are short and you're standing around tall people, I am the oldest person in the group and I feel like a kid, especially riding that darn pony. I was riding that pony next to these teenagers. I feel like I'm like a little kid at the, you know, like I should have little pigtails with ribbons in them and be waiting for my entry to go into the hunter show. Like, I just feel like a little kid. When you're short, people talk to you like you're younger. It's annoying.
Okay. Jumps look extra big.
I think that is not true. I think that the jump looks big, proportionately large to the horse that you're riding. Like there are some horses that a tiny cross rail is going to be a big feat. And then there's some horses where a cross rail you like laugh at. So it's, I don't think that's short. I think that's the horse.
I think it's funny that the picture they used was our friend Leslie Wiley, who's about your height, right? Mm-hmm. Standing in at the bottom of a jump, and the log is taller than she is. So it's like that one that makes it look big. You have the same stirrup length as a 12-year-old.
Well, that's partially true. I've had children have to lengthen the stirrups.
Did you have to buy new stirrup straps for the, you know, Farm Boy?
No, Farm Boy came with his own saddle.
Okay.
He came with his own Western saddle, but it is hilarious. I've climbed on a couple times into that saddle and my feet don't even touch the top of the stirrups.
he's taller than me. You're the one who always gets stuck having to school naughty ponies. Well, now you are.
That's always been true. I'm small enough to ride ponies, which I think is a blessing.
It is a blessing. Ponies are cool.
I always said short people can date tall guys or short guys, and they can also ride tall horses or short horses.
That is true.
We're
lucky.
I never
thought about the dating thing, right?
Suck it.
The whole dating pool is open to you.
Wide open, baby.
And Chad's what, about 5'11"?
Yeah, he's 5'10", 5'11". Yeah. And he's super tall to me.
People are always asking you if you ever thought about becoming a jockey. Well, you kind of were an exercise rider. You were close. You were jockey light.
Nobody ever asked me that because I was always too fat to be a jockey. You have to be like 90 pounds to be a jockey. I saw 90 pounds when I was 13 years old.
What is the weight of jockeys? Do they start adding weight at what? 110?
So, I mean, a typical like high-end race will be, you know, like 100. Like the Derby, they wear like 120 pounds. And a lot of that is tack and weight. So these guys, like the jockeys usually are around 100, 105 pounds.
Oh my God. Who weighs 105 pounds?
A jockey?
Yeah. You step out of your truck and trailer and people do a double take.
I told you, I used to have a horse van and I was driving and I had to go through a turnpike thing, you know, and this guy looks up at me and he goes, "What the hell is a little peanut like you doing driving big old truck like this?" And I'm like, "I am older than you. You can't talk to me like that."
I like the last one, and I feel this applies when you get older too, because I would be doing this if I rode, and Jennifer's doing this now, and I think that this is whether you're short or old. You are constantly on the hunt for a mounting block.
Oh, dear God. It's true.
Something.
It's true.
A log. Something.
But then, like, you have to give your friends legs up, too. We're all in this together, okay? Short or tall. Except for Farm Boy, who just shows off in front of me, jumping up onto these big horses. But I prefer a mounting block. I think it's kinder on the horse. But in the woods, I have no choice.
Yeah, right. Find a log. Find a fence. Something. And how many people have mounted from the fence? A lot.
Ride. Here's your life hack. Ride horses with a guy who's 6'4". He has to get all the gates. I love it.
And when you get off and have to get back on, he can get back on by himself. He has to help you. So
no, I don't even get off if he's around. I just go, "You do it."
There was a comment here by somebody named Shelley on this post that said, "I can totally relate to the one about the truck. I got pulled over by a cop once because he thought I was 12. That's funny. And were there any others that you can think about that up the top? That
I find being short a benefit. Unless you're in a dressage saddle, then I just am like, why can't I have long femurs?
Yeah, because dressage saddles are not made for you.
No, I don't want to talk about it.
Okay. All right, let's go to our first guest. We're going to talk to Melissa Pierce. She was referred to us by an auditor, and she runs Melissa Pierce Equine Gestalt Coaching. And she's an author, a psychotherapist, and a pioneer in the field of human-horse healing. So we're going to chat with her about what all of that involves. And then a little bit later on in the show, we're going to talk to Karen Isberg and do some really bad ads. We got some good ones today.
You can enjoy your favorite equine videos all in one place with Ride TV, the ultimate equine streaming platform. The newly relaunched Ride TV has all the series you love, like Mini Horses and Ridiculous Ranches, plus top-tier training videos and event footage from Horse and Rider On Demand and BarrelRacing.com. Live the action, learn from the pros, love the stories. Subscribe to Ride TV today for only $19.99 to see where your ride takes you. Visit RideTVGo.tv to subscribe.
Well, Melissa, thanks for joining us today.
Thank you so much. I'm a pleasure to do this.
What part of the country are you? Are your horses?
I'm in Colorado. I'm in Colorado. We're about our ranch is about an hour south of Denver.
Oh, talk about pretty.
I mean, it is pretty.
Yeah, you got it for pretty, for sure.
Yeah, definitely.
So Melissa, tell us, can you describe the concept of energies to somebody who isn't familiar with it, especially as it relates to, is it Gestalt? Is that how I say it?
Gestalt. Yes, it is. Good pronunciation. Good for you. So, you know, honestly, way back in high school, all of us remember, I hope, our instructors and our teachers telling us that the world's made of molecules and atoms. And, you know, we learned what we needed to, most of us, to get through the class. But when we stop and think about that, organic matter and inorganic matter. Remember all these vocabulary words in high school?
I'm trying inorganic, not to, actually, to be honest.
I know. So the metal beam in my indoor arena in the top of the arena still has moving particles inside of it. It doesn't look like it. It doesn't feel like it. But we rationally know that it does. And our bodies and our horses' bodies and plants and all the things we think of as organic has all these moving atoms and molecules encased in that as well. And I used to love bumper cars at the fair. So imagine them inside you or inside your horse, bumping around, bumping into each other. They create a vibration. And that vibrational energy is not just housed within the body. It exceeds outside of it as well. And horses are highly sensitive to that, attuned to that. It's how they keep themselves safe. They can feel energy out to the horizon and back. So we're the disabled side of that equation between ourselves and horses. They have an incredible ability to sense and to feel all of that energy.
Well, and we could take it even further than horses. I'm not sure about cats.
Yeah.
I don't think cats care, but dogs especially, you know?
Cats feel it, judge it, and let go.
Yeah,
of it,
right? And then just spit in your face and walk away. But
right,
dogs,
exactly.
Definitely, right?
I mean, 100%. Yeah, dogs do too. It's a little different because, of course, the dogs are on the more predator side of the, you know, they're more the fighter and all of that, like we are. All animals with eyes going straight forward in on that side of the food chain. So the prey animals, I believe, have a heightened sense of energy because they needed to, you know, through the eons they've needed to sense danger, sense safety, sense everything.
Well, you know, it's interesting. Since Jamie years ago became a Monty Roberts certified instructor, one of the things, Jamie, you always say is that is your breathing and you the calmness. What you learned was calmness, right?
Yes.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah.
Horses borrow it, right? They take a quick reading. I think Jamie would say the same thing. I know Monty feels that way. They take an instantaneous reading, I believe, from several feet away. They take an instantaneous reading as how is this human today? You know, right. How are they feeling today? If they're upset, angry, conflicted, in fear, any of those kinds of negative emotions, then the horse says, now I'm dealing with an animal on my back that is not feeling really squared away today. And that doesn't allow them to be calm. So if we're not calm, centered, clear, if nothing else, I teach my students incongruence. My horses can handle deep sadness. They can handle a lot of human emotion. But if I'm lying to them, they know it, right? Mm. If I'm thinking one thing, if I'm thinking, okay, I'm calm, but inside I'm not, they call they call it what they see it. You know, they call it what they feel. They're like, no, you're not. It can come out of your mouth all you want. I had a huge boarding ranch in Arizona for 35 years, 80 boarders, right? So the horses were not the problem. I'll just say it that way. And so if the women weren't getting along, most of them were women, weren't getting along, it didn't matter how much they were smiling at each other in the barn. Those horses would look and go, look at them smile at each other and act like they like each other. But they can feel that internal, rah, you know, that stuff in there. Yeah.
So what your teaching does is teaches people to do what?
So they become a Gestalt practitioner with horses as their partners. So Gestalt is a German word meaning flowing into form. So we work with veterans that have seen combat. We work with Center Against Sexual Assault. We work with a lot of foster agencies, just a lot of places, as well as everyone else, you know, normal people who have had trauma in their life at any level, whether it's really complex trauma, like sexual abuse, or it's the trauma of being fired from your corporate job and let out by security for no reason other than they wanted to protect their assets. So, you know, there's a lot of reasons why we have a lot of stress in our lives. And this model, the equine gestalt coaching model, the practitioner is working with somebody to uncover the unfinished business, help them finish it up so they can go on with their lives without being triggered or reactionary to everyday things. And so it's fascinating work, and it's really fun, really fun.
It's interesting, too, when you said, you know, you're out there, you can't lie to the horse, they know. And and, you know, I do believe that the horses also give us what we need that day. So
yes,
it may be
yes.
that, you know, I'm pissed off that day because of something or another, right?
Right.
But, you know, my pony, I have a Hackney pony who is very, very intuitive, too smart, actually.
Yep.
And, you know, he knows either he's going to be in my face that day because I'm in a good mood, or he's just going to be hanging around because I'm not.
You bet. Yep. Holding space and supporting you. And further, we show through everything from, we show it in many, many different ways in the teaching of what I do, that they are actually able to attune or raise our energetic vibration. And I think we learn that as children with horses. We can go out, you know, huffy and grumpy about something that happened at school or at home or whatever, and come home in the best of moods. I call it my pony Prozac. If I'm grumpy, Dane, my husband, says, why don't you go to the barn for a while?
Yeah, we all say knows. All of us horse husbands say that.
If I'm down there, then we come back in a good mood. It doesn't matter that we come back dirty and smelling funny and our hair's all a mess and all that. We're happy.
It's funny you say that, because yesterday my husband will be like, you need to go ride. I had to go. It's raining. I've got all this work to do at the barn. I got to get the horses in, stalls clean. And he was like, do you need some help? And I was like, no, please don't come.
Right.
Just please stay here.
And he was like, yes, I don't have to go.
100%.
It's like, oh, okay. I'm 100%. Like, just let me have my time, my space, my energy. Yep. And like you said, when you walk into the barn and you carry a big lot of that, man, the horses know before you even get to the door.
100%. Yeah. And they're interested. They're the most kind, gracious, giving animal that I know of, because they're so kind. They're like, all right, Jamie's having a tough day. We can help her. And they will literally raise that vibration in you. And they're brilliant at doing it. We do it purposefully in the gestalt work that I teach, placing horses on free liberty and a horse around the client. The client's done the speaking part and the work part of the gestalt. And then they go in, and I have several gypsy vanners, and they are highly tuned to doing this just naturally.
I can see that. I've been around those, and I can see where they would be. Yeah,
they do. And they will come over and sense exactly where, then they align that part of their own body with yours, and then they begin the attunement, and it's beautiful to watch. And they'll go all four sides of the person. When they're done, they walk away, and the person's like, wow, what just happened? So it's really beautiful, purposeful work. And the gypsies are, I had quarter horses and Appaloosas and paints and raised paints for years, and showed quarter horse and showed paints, and then got into these dang gypsies. I'll tell you, I just love them. They're just
really taking care of all the hair.
They're fun. Well, yes. Anytime you see those gorgeous photos of a gypsy vanner with the beautiful mane and tail, right outside of the picture frame is a very dirty human being.
Yes. They don't look like that all the time.
Guarantee it. But with a smile on their face. But they do have the hair, and they love mud. They love mud. Every one of mine love mud.
Before we run out of time, I wanted to mention your podcast. By the way, congratulations.
Yes.
You're at 100
Thank
episodes,
you.
And that's
Thank
an achievement you. For a podcaster. Trust us.
Thank you.
What's it called, and what do you talk about?
All right. So Touched by a Horse is our company. That's our website, everything. We have Touched by a Horse podcast, and I interview some of my graduate practitioners from around the world with what they're doing with their practice and what they're focusing on. Dane and I have a fun relationship, and we do a lot of cutting up about really ranch life, what we're doing, what we're up to. And then I do a lot of education through it on Gestalt. I am a psychotherapist for 38 years. And so I do a lot of blend of therapeutic understanding of our world, which is hard to understand right now, and our emotions to it, our reactions to it, and our interactions with equine. So to me, my horses are my beloveds, and I jokingly say I work for them. So touched by a horse is like touched by an angel. They're my angels, and I work hard for them.
Of course, any podcast player, you can search for Touched by a Horse. Now, Jamie, I am quite concerned that she's a psychotherapist, what she's going to think when she gets off this call with us.
I need to speak to you, yeah. For sure.
No. You need a private coaching session. Glenn should be in touch with you at noon.
Exactly. You need to come on my podcast now. Let me straighten you out.
Melissa, thanks for joining us. We appreciate it.
Thank you. Okay. My pleasure so much, and have a blessed day, everyone.
You too.
For first-time horse owners and new riders, finding the information and support you need can be challenging. That's why Equine Network has partnered with Sentinel and Absorbine to bring you My New Horse. From important horsekeeping information and how-to videos to social media communities, exclusive experiences, and more, My New Horse is your one-stop shop for riders of all levels and disciplines looking for easy-to-understand horse care information and guidance. Start your horse ownership journey today. Visit mynewhorse.com.
Well, this is the time where, Glenn, we are going to have somebody on, and we're going to talk about you. So you just be quiet
have to
for
go
a minute.
On mute.
I would like to welcome Karen Isberg on the show, obviously the brains and owner behind Kentucky Performance Products, our awesome sponsor on Fridays. And Karen, thank you so much for joining us.
Oh, it's a pleasure. I love coming on the show.
This is really exciting. We're out of the box. We're not talking supplements today. We are going to talk about your evil plan. Just kidding. It wasn't evil. It was awesome. So you got an idea. Tell us how you came across this idea, and we can go ahead and spill the beans too when you're talking about
okay.
it.
Okay. Well, we are, of course, members of the American Horse Publications Group, which is just a group that promotes excellence in equine media. We've been with them for a long time. And they send out, you know, emails all the time talking about the different things that they're doing. And an email came across my desk for something called the Equine Industry Vision Award. And I read, you know, what it was about. And I thought, oh. I know somebody who needs to be nominated for this because he is definitely an equine visionary. And
well,
that was
the Equine Industry Vision Award is given annually in recognition of outstanding leadership, creativity, and meritorious, did I say that right? Contribution towards positive changes in the equine industry. And yeah, you read that and you thought, I know that guy.
I did. I said, I know that guy. And that guy is Glenn. So I nominated, well, with the help of several others, we got the nomination in.
That's so cool. So Glenn, congratulations. You have, even if you submit a nomination, doesn't mean it's going to happen, but they pulled it together. And Glenn, congratulations. You are a nominee for the Equine Industry Vision Award.
Karen knows I didn't know a thing about this. Everybody involved in this, apparently there were quite a few that I don't even know, kept it very secret. And by the way, Jamie, if she was on the other end, would hate that. But, you know, there are, what, four finalists. And to see my name on there, I was very excited about it. And you know why, Karen? And you know this better than anybody, because without Karen, we wouldn't be here today. We wouldn't be podcasting today without Karen. But you know that we were the ugly stepchild of the media industry for a lot of years.
Yeah.
Many, many, many years. Till probably, what, Jamie, 4 or 5 years ago? We were the ugly stepchild. We couldn't get press passes. We got no respect. I feel like, what was the comedian that said that all the time?
Rodney Dangerfield. Yeah. I think that at first, I mean, it was weird. We're like, hi, we need a press pass to come and cover your event. And what do you do? Podcast? What the hell's a podcast? I mean, so, but again, that's the spirit of the Visionary Award, which, by the way, you are nominated with Equine Affair, hashtag We Ride Together, and the United States Pony Club. Like, what? And then there's Glenn Hebert. Like, well, then there's that guy.
You know what's funny is I co-host the Equine Affair podcast, and I'm as old as Pony Club. So there you go.
And you are a true pioneer. And I think that that's really the definition of a pioneer. I mean, it's somebody that goes first. And the people that go first, I mean, they really have it rough. They really have to be the ones that truly believe in what they're doing and stick it out no matter what. Because, you know, once it's accepted, it's easy. But, you know, to be a pioneer, and you are definitely a visionary and a pioneer, because when you brought this to me, I had only just started listening to some podcasts. And you were like, do you know what a podcast is? And I'm like, yeah, Glenn, I do. I want to do it for horses. And I was like, that's a great idea.
I mean, Karen joined us as a sponsor, literally, when we probably had 12 listeners. I mean, it was very early, before Jamie was even in the picture.
Yeah.
And it was with Helena and I, and thanks to Helena. I mean, without her, none of this would have happened either.
And she kept the lights on for you, really.
Well, and the other person I have to say thank you to, Karen, I'm getting to you. But the other person I have to say thank you to is Jennifer, because I got to tell you, we've been together 36 years, 7 years now. And I came to her over the years with some pretty bad business ideas that failed miserably, some that succeeded and many that failed. So when I came to her and said, you know, I need to do something in entertainment again. You know, I miss the acting company. I miss all of that. There's this thing called podcasting. And I think at that point she was just like, oh, just go do it for fun. She was just like, go do it for fun.
Yeah.
And I knew she knew in her heart that meant I was going to try and make a business out of it.
So. Karen, I like to think back about like where Jen was when she met Glenn. And Jen was, you know, living her life. She's a horse chick, you know, independent. And Glenn was in finance. And
she met me. I was in tights and a dress.
Yes, yeah. But you still had a real job in finance.
I was making good money.
Horse chick sees guy in tights and he's in finance. Like, oh, I'm going to scoop that guy up. And now I'm like, when this freaking idiot wants to go start a podcast about horses, like what? But that was the visionary kind of whole thing to it is, you know, he builds this big company and he's got great people surrounding him and awesome sponsors and clearly an amazing co-host.
Amazing.
And gets it all done and then sells the company. And like, I mean, this details you perfect.
Yeah. Yeah. I just really thought that you were perfect for it.
Well, thank you both. So, I appreciate that. And there were some tough years.
I think they need to pick you. We made that pretty clear when we sent the
commission. Yeah. Who's responsible for this, by the way? Lisa Wysocki called me yesterday. That's how I heard about it. She called me and we were in the car and she said, congratulations. I said, for what? Because I had no idea. And then she told us and then she spilled the beans on you. So thank you too.
Yeah.
You've been our biggest supporter for all these years. And we personally, I'm not even just talking Kentucky Performance Products. You personally have been our biggest supporter for all these years. Because I've called Karen a few times. There were a few times in our history when things were pretty tight, when Jamie didn't get paid for 2 months. And I would call Karen and say, should I continue to do this or should I quit? But every business has that, you know?
Sure. Yeah. Absolutely.
Yeah. You did in the beginning too, I bet. You know, there were years that were tough.
Oh, there were years that were tough. And, you know, when we had that big catastrophe in 2008, you know, when everything closed, that was tight. That was tight.
Well, and I want to thank Jamie, too, because she stuck with, you know, she stuck through those years when she wasn't getting paid for 2-3 months at a time because she believed in a future. Either that or she had nothing else to do. I'm not really sure which it was.
No comment.
I do appreciate it.
No, Karen, and thank you so much for all you've done throughout the years. I mean, you can't walk into my barn and not, you know, trip over a KPP supplement because I believe in what you guys do and we believe in what you guys do. It's why we continue to talk about it all the time and purchase. You know, I'm a big purchaser of your products, and what you guys do is important. And just the fact that you continue to give back to, you know, you could have just as easily deleted that email and you're like, no, I'm going to sit down and I'm going to put pen to paper. And then you had a bunch of people submit their nominations and we got this big ball rolling. And whether or not Glenn wins, the cool thing is he got nominated and you are the one to thank for that. Of course, you're going to win, Glenn, whatever.
Think positive.
I have some stiff competition, though, with the Pony Club.
You do when it's people you enjoy and you have fun with and it's something you believe in. You know, and I think, you know, Glenn, we've just had it's been a great ride. We've had so much fun. And every time the phone would ring and your number would come up, I'm like, oh boy, what's he thinking up now?
You know,
he calls me and I go, oh God.
Yeah, that's what Jennifer says too. No, Jennifer just says no. And then we go from there. Karen was the first one I called when I came up with the idea for Horses in the Morning, a daily show. You were the first one I called and I said, what do you think about this? And you were the one that encouraged me to do it. And then we went out and looked for a co-host and, you know, we were so lucky to find Jamie. But you were the one that I called first and you were the biggest supporter from the beginning.
We all met in Lexington and we went to that Italian restaurant. Do you remember that?
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah. And we talked about it. And Jamie was there. That's the first time I met Jamie.
I forgot about that one. Yeah. Yes. Yeah. You're right.
Yeah.
And look, you know what else I'm happy about for this? You know, I'm grateful for myself, but I'm happy that podcasting is getting this recognition.
Yes.
That's what makes me happy, this. And especially in our world where we really were given a rough time. You know, we were really I haven't told this story in forever, but we did the 2010 World Equestrian Games and Alltech was a big sponsor. Yes. And the guy who runs Alltech, rest in peace, was a big supporter of ours. That was early in podcasting. iPhones had just come out. And we covered that for 2 years. Samantha Clark and I covered that for 2 years. We did a weekly show. We put a lot of effort. We went to every press conference. We had a pretty good listenership, too. And thanks to Alltech, well, we went to get our press passes. We had applied. We were accepted. We went there, and we went to pick up the press passes, and they said, nope, no press passes for you. We don't have them. And we called Alltech, talked to the big boss. He called over, and within 5 minutes, we had an all-access pass to the whole place.
I bet.
Yeah. And it was because of him that we actually got to be there to cover it. And then the other one is John Nicholson. Actually, we talked about him earlier. He's now in charge of – what's the name of the place again?
Old Friends.
He's now in charge of that, but he was running the horse park at the time.
Yep.
And he was also instrumental in getting us press passes. But they didn't want to give them to us because we were podcasting.
Yeah, crazy. And now look at podcasting.
Yeah.
I mean, now it's huge. Everybody's got a podcast. There's millions of them.
Yeah, and you know, everybody knows the big ones and everybody, you know, listens to 10 of them. So there you go.
Well, Karen, thank you so much for putting his name out there and going the extra mile to get him nominated. And ladies and gentlemen, please, I'm introducing you to the Equine Industry Vision Award finalist for 2004, Glenn Ebert. Yay!
Thank you, guys. I appreciate it. It was a surprise for sure. Nobody told Karen. Nobody told.
No, I know. We were all sworn to secrecy.
I need a list of the other people that were involved. I want to know.
I'll tell you.
Thank you, Karen. Karen's, of course, from Kentucky Performance Products. You can find them at KentuckyPerformanceProducts.com. You have any questions on your horse?
KPPUSA.com. Whatever, it's fine.
Yes. KPPUSA.com. Sorry. How many
Some
times
of
have
us visit that place more than others.
And if you ever need help with supplements, she'll talk to you like a human, just like we are now.
It's awesome.
I do. Yeah. I talk to a lot of Horse Radio Network folks.
Well, we're glad of that. And I'm sure that's why you keep sponsoring. We appreciate that, too.
Thanks, Karen.
Thank you, Karen. Talk to you soon.
You're welcome. Congratulations.
Thank you. You know, I was just thinking about what you and Karen said about visionaries. And, you know, it did take a true visionary, you and I, to come up with the idea for this.
If you ain't met one by now, you're bound to sooner or later. He says one thing and he means another, but hey, he can't help it. He's a horse trader.
Horse trading. Well, it's a laissez-faire. Let the buyer beware. Horse trading. but tell a low-down lie with a sincere stare. Horse trading. Well, if they're talking in circles and the deal ain't square, he's a master in the fine art of persuading. Horse trading.
That's right. Every Friday, we help people write better ads for their horses and trailers for sale.
And then we do stupid stuff. I might have just done something really stupid. I have to tell you about it real quick before Chad gets up here because he's home. Oh. So I was looking for ads before the show and just on the Oklahoma Craigslist. You know, I just looking and then I got this picture of this. It's a picture of like an old horse with a kid sitting on it and they blacked out the kid's face. And it says pasture pet, $500. And I'm like, oh, this is going to be good. So I click on it and it's... I have to here's the ad. Just an old horse with laminitis. Perfect to keep the grass down. Good with other horses, cows, goats, sheep, chickens. Will come to a bucket. Trying to get him a home before I take him to the auction. Located 20 minutes from me. I can't let that happen. I messaged him.
Oh no, you didn't.
Of course I did. I can't let this old... first of all, that screams everything wrong. Everything is wrong. You don't let an old horse with laminitis keep your grass down. What is going on here? And then they're going to take him to the auction. And I have to have him, but I can't take it. So I sent him a message. I said, I saw your ad about the senior horse. Do you still have him? The response, yeah. So I'm current, and I just have, have any more information about him? And they haven't written me back. And I need to go get this horse. And I'm not going to give him $500. God. But, oh, my God, you can't just send an old horse with laminitis to the auction. Like, that can't happen. I'll keep you guys up to date. Oh, my God.
Divorce is on the way.
Okay, he's not come up here yet. Good, let's keep going.
Divorce is coming. You're going to need a lawyer.
I can't do the show anymore. I quit. I'm going to go broke.
Really bad ads are sent in by our listeners. They're usually bad Craigslist ads, just like the one she just described. Bad Craigslist ad, we have a little bit of fun with and give away prizes. And this month, we're giving away a year's supply of Spalding fly predators. That's up to a $250 value. You know, we've talked about them. They're the ones that the little fly things you put around, and they go around and kill the fly babies, and then you have a lot less flies and you don't have to use fly spray. Great. So I think I described those very well. And then an annual subscription to US Rider. That's the 24/7 nationwide plan that covers everything from lockouts to jump starts to towing your trailer, your truck, when you have your trailer, when you don't have your trailer. This company will come out there. One of the cool things about US Rider is they're all manned by Americans in the United States, their call center. So you actually get an American that's going to help you out. And they're one of the very few that do that. They also have exclusive benefits like emergency stabling, veterinarian referrals, farrier referrals.
I don't think people understand that when you have AAA and you break down with your truck and trailer, AAA won't take your trailer.
That's right.
I learned that the hard way. Yes. So this is awesome.
And they'll help you get your horses to a farm if needed, you know, whatever. So that's why we like them. And you get an annual membership to that, too. So we have about $500 in prizes we're giving away this month. And we had a couple people send them in that we're not going to get to. Jolene and Aaron, thank you for sending them in. We just get too many every week. Amy sent this one in. Oh, my God. That's the cutest pony.
How are you going to read this? I'm interested. I mean, you might as well just do it.
There's some capitalization in this, so I'm going to have to yell. Pony, please call 248-207.
These are all spelled out.
Yeah,
just
these
so
are all
know.
Words. Yeah. 248-207-7953. I don't text. Thank you. Northville, please no comments. Unless you're interested in buying the pony, thank you. Now, what was the one thing they didn't do in that ad? Tell us anything about the pony.
Anything about the pony.
A lot about him not answering or her, not answering texts, and no talking to you. But the pony
is
stinking cute.
Yeah, but he kind of does look like the devil.
He does. He has that eye. He's cute, little mini, but... not a pony, actually. This one's a mini.
Very, very fuzzy mini, yeah. Hannah sent in the next one. It comes, let's see here. I need to get this out of my, oh God, is that the picture that goes with it?
Yes.
Oh, no.
Look at the name tag.
Oh, no. Okay.
Now you understand?
Oh, I need to get this out of my tack room. It didn't work out, hence why it's for sale. But don't let my bad luck prevent you from buying this for your future fiance. This was the first time it was on a horse just to get pics, and she's just about as happy about it as I am. Anyway, it's cute. Please buy it so I cannot look at it anymore. Make me an offer. It's a picture of a halter, and it's a nice leather halter with a nameplate engraved. And then the next picture is a picture of they've zoomed in on the nameplate, and it says, "This really cute idea."
It is, actually.
"Will you marry me?" is the thing. And now that you know it's a halter with a nameplate that says, "Will you marry me?" I'm going to read the ad again. I need to get this out of my tack room. It didn't work out. But don't let my bad luck prevent you from buying this for your future fiance. I'm just going to say, if you're going to propose to somebody with this really cute idea of having the halter, you should probably get a new one. I don't know. Call me crazy. But if it comes with the horse, I love it. And what if like the horse was there? Like, she kept the horse. She just gave her the halter.
Yeah, the halter's gone. I can see why she doesn't want to look at it all the time. Amanda sent the next one in. I need to rent a cow. Yes, seriously. Anybody have a halter-broke, friendly, quiet cow that is familiar with horses? I'll pay you to bring it to meet my horse. I'm 1,000% serious.
How many people did not think they were serious to where she had to like, yes, I'm serious.
Look at the creepy AI picture she used. My God, I can't even describe that.
Floating in the sky with a sheet over it. That's weird.
And a whole bunch of dead cows in the background with their feet up. I don't get this ad at all. Oh, good ones.
I think the next one is yours as well.
And we got some, God. Can I just say, Jennifer brought this up too. We have some new contributors this week. And she said, wow, we have a lot of new ones. And so thank you for helping out. Isabel sent our horse trailer of the week, $600. The description is stripped down horse trailer, bill of sale. Okay.
Oh, God.
This is more than stripped down. This has literally looked like it was on a city street. And it's on blocks, no wheels at all, no sides. It looks like somebody stripped it down at a city street and let it there.
Somebody stole all the pieces.
There's no floor. There's no wheels. The sides are gone. There's a little bit of the front left. They went $600 for this pile of metal.
I love the fact that the front of it, where the little like ball hooker on or thing, is sitting on a log. Like it's on a log, and the rest is on jacks. And I mean, it's your typical two horse round front, you know, straight load from 1982. But everything has been stolen.
The doors, everything.
There's no back. There's no sides. There's the front and the roof. That's it.
Just, I want to know, did somebody actually buy it for $600? This is one I'd want to call and find out.
Is kind of a big thing now about making these like into little mobile drink trailers. You have a lot of work.
Well, you wouldn't have to do the tear apart thing. You could just start. You can eliminate half the work. You just get the frame.
Man, that's terrible. All right. Pamela sent this next one in. And again, I think that's a new name. Judy is 5 years old. She's an amazing trail horse. She has been trail ride everywhere and has rode on many terrains and has never had a problem. She's shoes, but fine barefooted. She's good for beginners and kids safe. Traffic's safe. She's not spooky at all. I have not found, this is really hard to read.
That's why I gave it to you.
by the way, there's no punctuation. And if there is, it's like a space, period, no space. The next word starts. So again, my brain hurts. She's not spooky at all. I have not found anything that this horse is scared of yet. Period. Stand to be tacked up. She's tolerant horse. Period, no space considering. She put up with my craziness, LOL. She knows how to lunch.
How to lunch?
Uh-huh. And she's also had other horses lead off her and perfect with it. She's what? More way out than go. I can't not spell woe right. Just like any other horse. She's more
woe than go, just like any other horse. You have a lot of horses that are not more woe than go.
Yeah, yeah. Plenty. Yeah. But she'll pick and go when asked. She loves attention and to be loved on. She's also a easy keeper, space, comma, she keeps fat off of air, space, comma. She can be sassy sometimes, but nothing serious, just your typical mare sass, space, period. She load and unload in a trailer, space, period, PM for more details on her, comma, very affordable. My priority is a good home for her, located low off South Carolina. Hell, if I'd have known it was South Carolina, I'd have celebrated that, because this sounds very South. Well,
once again, Carolina. The ad that says all the good things for 25 sentences, and then the real sentence that counts is sometimes she's a little sassy.
But ain't no thing, Glenn. Okay.
Yeah.
She's just your typical mare sass.
Yeah. All those nice things. You look for the one sentence. There's the one sentence. Faye sent
this
one. That
was really hard to read.
That was very difficult.
You know what, Pamela? You're not welcome here anymore.
Faye sent this one in. ISO Stable Help. Show barn located in Madison, Georgia is accepting applications for full-time stable help. Where's Madison?
That's where my dad lives, actually.
Oh, really? Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Well, here can get a northeast job. Of Atlanta.
Yeah. Position is 6 days a week with housing available for the right person. Duties include mucking stalls, AM and PM feeding, watering, blanketing, turnout horses, daily farm chores, etc. Applicant must be willing to work. This is a working horse farm, not a TV show.
You know they've had people coming in there taking selfies and like, oh yeah, you guys, like and subscribe.
I was wondering, it seemed like a normal ad though I got the lessons.
That's funny. This is why we don't pre-read these. Ava sent this one in. 10-year-old quarter horse stud 1000. Lives next to pigs, goats, and chickens. Good with a saddle and has been ridden 2 times. Roughly 14 hands tall. Trailers and stand for farrier. Likes to be with other horses. Quick learner. Jumps a 4-foot fence from a standstill.
Oh, my God.
Make me an offer.
Oh, my God. Been ridden twice. Jumps out of every field. Likes to be with other horses, which means, you know, really buddy sour. Yeah.
Oh, Lord.
Oh, yeah, this is the reason this quarter horse is $1,000.
It's one of those, like, ask me how I know. Yeah. Why don't you geld it? Maybe it'll stop jumping out and getting in with your mares. Go ahead.
Margaret sent this one in. It's a 1998 Toyota 4Runner Limited Sport Utility 4-Wheel Drive in Vermont for $900. Are you looking for your new daily driver? Keep scrolling. Are you looking for a reliable vehicle to buy for your kid to go to school? Try again. Trying to impress a girl you like? Not going to happen. Need a good 4-seater to take your family to church? Get them a tetanus shot before taking them in this, or keep looking. Are you looking for the absolute missile to beat through the woods? Look no further. This absolute gem is lighter than most 4Runners due to the extensive body rust. Please don't ask if the frame is good. I have no idea. Runs fine. Good transmission. Manual 5-speed, 3.4 V6. Clutch quit. Has cats bring a trailer and use for parts. What? Plenty of them left. $900 for the most fun you'll ever have in this rot box. $20 rebate if you send a video of it getting crushed. Well, they were honest. Well, I didn't get the line about the cats. Are the cats getting crushed too?
What are the things people are stealing out of cars? Catalytic converters. There, look at me.
Yes, there, look at you.
I know. Thank you.
The real gearhead here.
That's the first time anybody's ever said that about me. Amy sent the last one in. Where? This is in Arkport, New York. Ari, the sorrel colt, a grade quarter horse. He is intact colts. He was unhandled when I got him. He needs a lot of work. So basically, he's still unhandled.
Still unhandled.
UTD with Coggins and deworming.
They shot darts at him. They deworming darts.
Still need feet done. Has a catch leads on him because he's still hard to catch. Selling as a projects. 1K delivery available for a fee. Located in Arkport, New York. Man, they really sold this thing to me.
Yeah, they did. My suggestion would be 1K delivery is free. That would be what I would do with that one.
Well, how about we'll give you 1K to take this intact quarter horse monster that is touched. Basically feral.
And they didn't say how old this one was either. So could be 15. We don't know.
Yeah.
Amy, that was a good one. That was a good bad ad. So thank you for sending those in. This is the kind of quality entertainment that wins you awards, apparently, Jamie.
Yeah. Just for those wondering, this whole time I've still not received a text back about the senior gelding with laminitis. That's good to hear.
I think that Chad doesn't have anything to worry about with this one. I think you're going to be
But yeah, because I said I saw your head about senior gelding. Is he still available? Yeah. Do you have any more info on him you can share? Apparently, that pushed him over the edge.
That was it. We don't want to just bring him to the auction. It'd be easier.
Yeah.
Yeah. Ugh. All right. Well, you all have a terrific weekend. It's pouring down rain here. Hopefully, it's going to clear up. And hopefully, you can work with some horses this weekend.
I hope so. We had 2.5 inches of rain in the last 24 hours.
Enjoy the mud. Remember that question we had about snow and mud? Well, today you get the mud.
So bring on the snow.
See you all. Have a good weekend.
All right, bye.
See you Monday.
See you Monday. I'm going to get my daddy.
Get your daddy.
He might have to make
another appearance on the show on Monday.
He'd love to.
Can I get a translator?